Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back with us Dr. Eric Love. Today we're going to discuss healing the emotional spiritual conflict within. Dr. Love is an expert at the Bach flower remedies and also in spiritual medicine, very knowledgeable, and he's here to tell us how the emotional and spiritual conflicts can lead to physical disease. Welcome, Dr. Love.
Thank you. Honored to be here with you.
So, would you like to give the listening audience a little bit of your background?
Me? Well, just been doing this every day for a living for about 45 years. I have the oldest ongoing classes in the world in the Bach flowers, about 45 years. And it's where my heart is, and I just love it. And primarily now what I do is teach, although I do work with some people. And my school, the International Association of Homeopathy, we give certified homeopath and certified nutrition consultant and homeopath certified herbalist and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And so my mission now is to teach people how to heal the emotional spiritual conflict. I've approached all the healing from the top down, from the spiritual down, as opposed from the physical body up. Everybody says body, mind, and spirit, and then it's all body, 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 body. Whereas what I teach is the mind part, which is the emotional component, and the spiritual part, which is your ability to listen to the voice of your soul, which is telling you not to marry that man. I had a woman walking down the aisle. She said, I got this voice inside says, don't marry that man. I said, my God. I said, what'd you do? She said, well, I went ahead and married him.
And how'd that work out for you?
It was the most horrible thing. He made love to her once, never touched her again, criticized her, put her down and everything. So someone who but her father sexually abused her, and then he would have them pray together and ask for forgiveness. It was a horrible thing. So she was really tainted against the spiritual. And so what happens is the secret is that the healing power is in the soul. It comes from the soul, the spiritual self. And so you need to be able to listen to your higher self giving you guidance, telling you what to do, showing you, you know, hey, man, you're too dominating, you're hurting people's feelings, or, hey, you know, you're letting everybody walk all over you, or, hey, you need to resolve your self-esteem or whatever issues are going on. We need to be able to listen to our inner self, our higher self. That's the spiritual. And the mind part is the emotional component where we have certain issues that we need to resolve, like our fear. We need to resolve our fear. And that's one thing I can show you how to do is heal fear, which we can talk about. You know, resolve your self-esteem. Resolve your sexual abuse from your childhood. If you were in the war, resolve the war trauma. You know, the Vietnam, God bless them. Every person who was killed in the war fighting, two people committed suicide. And currently, every soldier who's killed in the war fighting Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever, five people kill themselves. So the trauma is very much misunderstood, but that's one of the things I can show you how to heal, is trauma from war or rape or a bad childhood or whatever, which we can get into here in a little bit, and I'll explain about that. And that's all the emotional component. That's the starting point of the emotional spiritual conflict, where you're able to open, because we have our hearts all closed, our hearts are numb, and it's almost like we're dead inside, and we need to open our heart and feel again, learn to feel again, feel the pain that we carry, and process that pain and work through the issues of our life. And, of course, girl marries a man, and he says, honey, I don't have any issues. But then once she gets married, she finds out that it takes, like, two big diesel trucks to bring all those issues in his baggage in every day. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what the most, and it's always an emotional piece. It's body, mind, and spirit always. In fact, anytime you have a physical disease or have pain, there's always, or upset in your life, there's always like a, there's an emotional piece that's going on. Like, I'll give you an example. I had a, am I talking too much?
No, no, you're doing real good.
Okay. Am I talking too much? Just shut up, boy, shut up. Okay. I had a student who had terrible pain in her feet and her toes. And mm-hmm. I said, what is this? And she says, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, anytime you got pain, there's something that you need to learn. There's some lesson that you need to learn. Dr. Bach wrote, he said, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson which by other means we have failed to grasp, and mm-hmm. never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned.
Right.
So when you suffer, there's a particular lesson. I told her that, and I said, so what's the lesson here? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know. I said, well, Dr. Bach also wrote, suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So I said, well, what's the faults that your soul is trying to correct, that God's trying to correct in you? She said, I don't know. I'm not in touch with them. So we did remedies, and about 4 months into the remedy, she said, you know, my feet are hurting so much, and my toes are hurting so much that when I lay in bed, I'm in excruciating pain. I have to take ibuprofen. And I said, well, how can you do that? She said, about every other night. So I said, well, listen, here's the spiritual law is you can't get healed if you're taking drugs. You need to get off the drugs because they block, they make the soul morbid, and they make it difficult to hear the still small voice of the soul. And so she trusted me on that. So she would just lay there in pain, and then after a couple hours, she'd go to sleep. About a month later, I asked her, how's your foot pain? She said, totally gone. And I said, really? So what had happened was that once she went off the ibuprofen, she could make the connections. And she found out what was causing the foot pain. And what it was her daughter was beating her up emotionally. But mm-hmm. And her daughter was the breadwinner. And her grandson, he had the Asperger's, and he was so mean to her. He tore her to pieces, ripped her heart out, ripped her eyes out every day. Mm-hmm. So I had given her Century, which is a remedy for saying no and for boundaries, and Walnut, which is for protection, and Agrimony, which is for pain, but it's also for boundaries, holding things inside, and some others. Those remedies then kicked in. Once she's off the ibuprofen, those remedies kicked in, and she realized her grandson was killing her. So the remedies helped her to learn to become assertive. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me. She says the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through some particular issues. And so the remedies helped her. God helped her through the remedies to figure out that it was a grandson and figure out how to become assertive and draw a boundary. So I said to her, she had no pain, well, like 95% gone. So I said to her, does your daughter bother you anymore? She said, nope, not at all. Got that straightened out. I said, what about your grandson? Does he dominate you and control you and beat you up and everything like he was? Nope, not at all. I straightened him out. He leaves me alone. He stays away from me. So she had grown and learned the lesson of boundaries and being assertive. And the pain went away. So the pain is a secret. And if all you guys who are listening, get a pen and write this down. Because as you think about it for a few days, it'll begin to make sense. Pain is a wake-up call. Disease is a wake-up call to get you to learn something on the spiritual level about yourself. So pain is truly the healing of that is like a spiritual awakening. It's like a spiritual, like a self-realization type thing. Because she had to realize that, you know, she'd be in a doormat. She letting everybody walk all over her. and she had to become, she had to grow and become serious and get some boundaries and stop the people taking advantage of her. And she did that. So the pain is just a wake-up call. The diseases and the emotional component, if you look at body, mind, and spirit, the mind, is that there's a wake-up call. There's some records that you need to open those records up, pull the records and open the files, put those files on the table, figure out what's going on with you, and get that stuff resolved.
You know, Carolyn Mace said that we carry our wallets in our lower back. So when people start having financial issues, they often develop low back pain. And I've seen that a lot here in just in my employees. You know, if they suddenly develop lower back pain, I ask them if they're having a significant financial problem, and it, almost all the time they are. Do you notice, like, this woman was having burning in her feet? Is that because, I mean, do other people who have the same issue develop pain in the same part of their body or different parts of their body, do you think?
Okay, well, here's the secret of the mind. Once you go from the body, body, mind, and spirit, once you go from the body to mind, the mind is really located in the astral level, mm-hmm. which means above the physical plane. So one person can manifest in their feet, the next person in their back, the next mm-hmm. person in their migraines, the next person in a broken heart, the next person in, you know, pain in their ovaries. So it's different for each person. So what you, when you do the mind, the first rule is to forget the disease, forget the symptoms, forget the body. Treat the patient, not the body. Mm-hmm. So when the doctor sits down with the patient, first thing the doctor should do is say, honey, what's going on with you in your life? What's upsetting you and troubling you so much? And then listen while she tells what she knows about her life. She may not really know all the records, mm-hmm. but she may know quite a bit of them. So yeah, sometimes you can do that a little bit, say that, you know, the back pain's coming from this. But it's really easier and more accurate to read the person, which means just talk to them and listen what they have to say. And then read the character type of the person. Are they dominating? Mm-hmm. Are they a fearful person? Are they a workaholic person? Read the character type, and then whatever remedies you use, the healing of that will take care of the physical. The physical is really easy to heal. Once you get the root cause, which is the karma, because Purple Singh is president of the World Fellowship of Religions, he said that we've had thousands of past lives. And mm-hmm. he also said that any major event in our life is predestined. So that means that all these major yeah. chronic diseases and pains that we have are predestined. So basically we're paying karma off from a previous life. So the way you read that and heal mm-hmm. that is to figure out the lessons of what God's trying to teach you. Anytime you mm-hmm. suffer, it's because there's some lesson that God's trying to teach you something. And in the dark ages that we're going through, God has chosen to use pain and disease as a wake-up call. It was like Himmler. God bless Himmler, the head of the SS underneath Hitler. Himmler had the most sickest stomach. His stomach and digestive system hurt and just caused him all these problems all the time. Yeah, it was God's way of telling him, quit killing Jews, quit stomping over other people. Mm-hmm. In the Dark Ages, and even Alexander the Great, everybody loves him. He never lost a battle. Well, yeah, but he was in so much emotional torture, he had to drink and drink and drink in order just to get to sleep at night. He had so much emotional pain. So the pain and the disease, all the way back to Alexander the Great, is a wake-up mm-hmm. call to tell us that we need to grow. The problem is Americans have difficulty with growing. Everybody wants sex and money. And you go, well, you know, you need to change. There's some baggage mm-hmm. that you have that you need to grow and change. And they go, yeah, I don't want to do that. Plus, it's painful. When you stop mm-hmm. and look at your pain, it's painful to do that sometimes, and it can be hard work. But it's the solution. And you're tackling the deepest part of the human suffering. You want to do all three, body, mind, and spirit. Spirit's your ability to live, to ask and be still and hear and listen, pray and meditate. Should I marry this man? Should I move to New York City?
Mm-hmm.
What's causing my migraines? I had this woman who was a graduate and a friend, and she told me that she went to the toilet and went to go pee, and blood came out. And mm-hmm. she was really aware of herself. So she said, my God, if I don't leave this man who had sexually abused her daughter, mm-hmm. she said, if I don't leave this man, I'm going to get a terrible disease.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the night,
she might have already had it, because a lot of times kidney tumors are about bad relationships.
Yeah. And but she told me she was fine. She left, and then she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional is really a big thing, and it's right in there with the spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I see a lot of people, given opportunities to learn lessons. Like, say, someone's given an opportunity to learn compassion, but they may not learn it. They may reject it, and then later on they're in an accident or something where they become a patient, and then all of a sudden they're a lot more compassionate about other people's pain.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah, pain and suffering. There's always a lesson behind it. Being in an accident, that's really heavy. People have pain from all sorts of weird things, from accidents, all sorts of things. And again, you just want to sit down and talk to somebody. What's going on with you? And the doctor needs to find out what the lessons are that they need to learn, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
I had a woman who had a terrible, she called it fibromyalgia pain. She signed up as a student. And mm-hmm. I said, well, where's this coming from? She said, I don't know. And I may have told you the story before. She was a massage therapist, and she said, I gave her Century for boundaries, Walnut for boundaries, and several others for boundaries. And a month later, she said, Dr. Love, I know where this pain is coming from. And I said, really? She said, yeah. I have to tell you, I'm a good Christian woman, and I live according to the Bible. I'm submissive to my husband. I do everything right as far as what I've been told is right. And but my husband is putting his pain onto me, and I'm taking it on, and that's where all this is coming from. So I said, well, that's deep. 2 weeks, so we changed the remedies because you change them every month. And I, she told me 2 weeks later, she said, I don't have any pain anymore. I said, really? She said, yeah, let me tell you what happened. She went to her husband, and she said to him, honey, I really love you, but you're putting your pain onto me. You're putting your negative energy onto me. And that's why I have the pain. It's not my pain. It's your pain that I'm taking on. So I need you to stop that. And he really loved her. He was heartbroken. She was in so much pain. He says, okay, I will. And he did. And all her pain went away. I just tell you thousands of stories like that. There's always a story behind the pain. There's always a story behind the disease. There's something a person needs to learn. So what our job is, as a person who's on a spiritual quest, if you want to go on a spiritual quest, if you want to develop spiritual wisdom, as opposed to just chasing money and sex and power if you can get it, if you want that spiritual quest, then you need to look inside of yourself and pull the records and open the files. And that's what the Bach does. See, the Bach is like a real advanced technology. It's like one of the highest technologies on earth for working the emotional spiritual conflict. Dr. Friend said, the action of remedies, she's a psychiatrist, studies with me. The action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through certain issues. So there's like a natural way that you need to work through whatever issues you need to work through. And the remedies just kick you in the butt and get you to go ahead and do that. I had a woman, she had a very bad disease, very, very bad. Her whole family there was just very bad. And we started working together, and she signed up as a student. She had, her father had sexually abused her, actually had sex with her once or twice a week when she was a kid for many years. So I guess she was like 13 or something. So now she was 51. Those karmas were coming up. And so with these advanced technologies, the Bach remedies and the SAF, which are powerful enough to handle the emotional spiritual conflict inside, she was able to process that stuff through and her disease went away. And it was the big bad one. So what happens is there's a way. Let me tell you another story. I was in Santa Monica. My class was every Wednesday night for 4 months. And this woman came to class. Class was beginning, 4 months long, and she was total doormat. Everybody bossed her around. I saw her daughter was really sweet, but her daughter would Bach tell her mother what's dominating her, bossing her around everything. And so after 4 months, right before the class was over, she came one day and she said, you know, I resolved all that doormat stuff. She says, I'm assertive and I'm not a doormat anymore. I got it all handled. I said, really? She said, yeah, I straightened my daughter out. I straightened my boss out. And I straightened out my husband. And nobody's bossing me around anymore. I said, that's cool. And I immediately took her in front of the class. And I said, tell everybody how you did this. So she stood there for 15 minutes. She said, well, you know, I decided this. And, well, I decided that. And I decided to make this change and make that change. And at the end, she sat down. And I said, notice that she never mentioned the remedies once. Because when you take the remedies, it's not about you taking the remedies. It's not a product that you say, oh, if I just get some minerals and I'll appear. It's not a product. It's mm-hmm. something, it's a high technology that triggers you to go ahead and make certain changes in yourself that you need to make. It's a very, mm-hmm. very, very advanced technology. But you have to be ready to go into the inner self and reawaken your inner life, because all mm-hmm. of society and everybody shuts down our inner self, because then we make good consumers and we're good and easy to manipulate. We don't feel. So if you're willing and ready to go into your inner self and see who you are in your inner life, then you can take the remedies and go through the healing process. It's really cool.
So explain to the listening audience a little bit about where the remedies came from and how they work.
Yeah. The remedies came from Dr. Edward Bach, who is one of the world's, he was a very famous medical doctor, a Harley Street specialist, which is where the most elite doctors in the world had their practice in London during the 1910-1920s. And he became a classical homeopathic physician and became one of the world's leading homeopaths. They call him the second Hahnemann. Mm-hmm. And then God led him into the fields of Wales, which is where he lived, where he's from. And God began to show him certain flowers that had healing power. So mm-hmm. he was a naturalist, and he loved the idea. So he went, took some of the flowers back, treated his patients in London, and the patients healed. But it mm-hmm. wasn't the physical disease or physical symptoms that he was treating. He was treating the mind. Mm-hmm. The first remedy, I believe, he found was manulus, which mm-hmm. is a remedy for fear. So if a person has a lot of fear, and the fear is eating them up inside, like worry about money, and worry about disease, and worry about the future, and whatnot, then you take manulus, and then what he found was that whatever the disease was would heal. The second remedy was impatience. In England, they call it impotence. I cannot call it renting a podcast. I have to call it impatience. Well, anyway, so this person is too impatient. The most impatient man I ever met was in L.A., and he had migraines and back pain and all this stuff. And when we were done, after about 8 months, he didn't have any back pain, migraines, none of that, but he's no longer impatient. And that's called a thorough constitutional transformation, where you take the deepest negative a person has and then treat it, and then it turns into the virtue, the opposite of that. The most dominating man I ever met in Montana was, and his wife brought him over, and in 5 months she told me he was no longer dominating, and he sure didn't seem to be me. He was a sweet man, spiritual, but dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob had discovered 12 remedies, and then God led him further away to discover more, and then over to the continent of Europe to discover more. And what happened is these remedies, because the mind is on the astral level, it's not on the physical level. So you've got to take the physical out of the remedy, and you've got to resonate it into the astral plane. And the way they do that is the chemist takes the flowers from the stand of flowers, floats them in a bowl of Evian water for about 6 hours, no shadows, and then takes a twig from the flower, lifts the flowers out, and then mixes that with brandy 50-50. That's called the mother tincture, which then they take over to Nelson's Pharmaceutical, which is probably the largest homeopathic company in the world. And then they make, literally, they make it up there. I was in there one time. You have to wear like a white hat and a white coat and white booties and white gloves and everything. It's sterile in there. But then they put, like, in what you buy at the store, a 20-milliliter bottle, they'll put 4 drops of that mother tincture in there. Then when you buy the bottle, so say, like, you've got a friend just went through a heavy trauma, and you want to give her some Star Bethlehem, so you go buy a bottle of Star Bethlehem. First of all, you can make 300 bottles. You can treat 300 people. You can treat yourself 300 a month, literally, because you only use 2 drops. You get a 1 ounce drop of bottle, put in 2 drops of Star, shake it up, and that's your doser bottle. And from that, you begin with 4 drops, 4 times a day. And then, so that by the time you actually take it in, you're taking in a minute dosage of a non-poisonous wildflower, which has been liberated the vibrational, tonal, harmonic frequency of the flower, which that vibration is like a tuning fork, and it vibrates in the emotional space that you don't have. Like, I had a student who was a medical doctor, and she was asked to speak in front of her organization, and she called me at night, and she said, "You got to come over. I got to tell you what happened." She hated giving speeches, but she took large all day. And it flooded her with the virtue of the confidence, because large is a remedy for confidence. So that when she gave the speech, she told me she got a standing ovation, first time in her life. So when you take a remedy, it vibrates into your awareness, your conscious awareness, the emotional state that you don't have. So like we talked about us being assertive, if you take the sensory remedy, it vibrates in speaking your truth, saying your truth, speaking who you really are, standing up and drawing your boundaries. And then you go, aha, because if you text my girl, you should be assertive. You should have boundaries, and it's not going to work because she's got these deep patterns in her shadow side from her mom who dominated her, or husband who dominates her now, whatever. These deep patterns. So the high technology of the remedies, you can actually get through. You just give the remedies and run, run away. This is between her and God. If she wants to listen, the voice of God will speak through the remedies and begin to show her how to heal the pain that's in her heart, to open her heart to herself so she can draw the boundaries. So that's kind of how. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It does.
I had go ahead.
You do an interview with the person to determine the remedies that they're most likely to need, right?
Yeah, kind of find out what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had I had a woman in New York as a student. She had a lot of back pain. Now I've owned 3 schools of massage, and all of my students, they lose their pain pretty much, but I never touch them. And a lot of them don't ever get any body work or anything. But here's what's going on. So she said, my boyfriend, you know, because I'm listening, she's talking, I'm listening. My boyfriend's real mean to me. I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, okay. So I gave her remedies again for shielding and protection, sentry also. And she began to get more and more assertive and more assertive. And then one day, a day off, and the boyfriend came over pounding on the door. And she says, I'm not going to answer it. So he left, came back later, pounding on the door. She didn't answer it. Later, he called. Why didn't you open the door? Well, I think I'm just going to take a day for myself. I hope you understand. So I said, well, bully for you. You got your boundaries. You're not letting him beat you up emotionally anymore, which she was. She wasn't letting him beat her up. And by the way, how's your back? She said, my back pain's gone. So what happened was the back pain was just a wake-up call, telling her that she needed to straighten out something in her life, which was her. See, because you think when she was talking, she's going, my boyfriend does this to me. My boyfriend says that to me. They hurt me this way. The people hurt me. My children are hurting me. See, and what that is external. It's victim, and it's external. What you want is to go internal. And the secret is, and all you guys that are out there, write this down. Something inside of me is drawing this to me. If there's somebody hurting you or something that's troubling you or you're feeling stuck or pain in your life or you're not feeling healthy, something inside of you is bringing this on you. That's the emotional spiritual conflict.
Right.
So your job is to get in touch with God, get him on the telephone and ask him that, hey, Dr. Love told me to get you on the phone. What the heck's going on here? What are you trying to teach me? There's certain lessons God's trying to teach and certain faults that he is trying to correct. See, so you ask God, so what is this? Take the remedies, get humble, get out of your ego, and just ask, what's going on? What are you trying to show me here? And listen. Mm-hmm. And it may not be 24 hours, maybe 48 hours. It may be, I get a lot of messages, like I'll pray, and then I'll get up in the morning, I'll just know things just to get up, John Lennon, he'd get up in the morning, May Pang, who was his girlfriend, said that as soon as John Lennon would get up in the morning, he'd have songs in his head, and he'd just sing them into a little tape deck, and that's how he wrote his songs, So somehow or another, the divine spark will speak to you and give you solutions when you're taking the remedies. That's what's cool about the remedies. But it is good to learn to do them on the advanced level, do them properly so they'll work better. And that's part of what I do in my courses, to teach you how to use them, get good results.
Would you like to give your contact information?
Yeah, thanks. DrEricLove.com, DrEricLove.com. My phone number, 406-585-0774. MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. And can I tell a little about my school?
Sure.
Is that okay? I have a poem for you. I wrote specially for today. My school is a one-year certification program, and we give certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, in homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. It is a true apprenticeship. And the way, I don't have a lot of students, only, I have no more than 12 at one time. And what and I've got a few openings. And what we do is I sit beside you each week. We do an hour session each week and hold your hand and talk to you and listen to you and help you to go into the inner self inside and learn to go through the gateways and the doorways of the healing process. I show you the map of the inscape of the inner self. It's like if you're going to go to New York City, you've got to, it'd be good if you had a girlfriend who knew how to get there, and she could say, oh, get on this freeway, and, you know, and that's part of what we do, and I teach you the course, I teach you the Bach, I teach you the SAF as we work together, but it's built around you and I hanging out together once per week. We do an hour a week for a year, and then you'll just pick up on it. I teach you also the Bach and then the SAF, which is a wonderful technique that reads the DNA, the patterns that pass down the family generations, the generational blueprints that pass down the family, which is the core of the emotional component. It's like the deepest part of the emotional component. The stuff you inherited from your mom and your dad, stuff like that. I teach you that. A technique called the alignment technique, which is really cool. You hold a few points in the forehead and behind the head, and then all the bones of the spine go into a complete spinal alignment. And that's just the sweetest, sweet. It's my favorite hands-on technique. And then we do work with nutrition. And it's a pretty cool course. I have an advanced course that is another year where we give our a master teacher certificate. So generally about half the students will choose to go for a second year because we go deeper and deeper and deeper, and the program kicks butt. I think it, I promise everybody, this will be the deepest and most profound healing of your entire life. But the other thing that's really cool, it's centered around my philosophy, which is physician, heal thyself. So I teach you how to heal your own self, take responsibility, heal your own self and the people that are around you. So that's kind of what my course is. And anybody want to give a call, we can sit down and just chat. It's DrEricLove.com.
Great. Great. So what other things do you have to tell us about the emotional spiritual conflict within?
Okay, say that again. That's a deep question. Coming, but go ahead.
Do you have any other insights into the spiritual emotional conflict within? I mean, we've talked about being a doormat, being a victim, being impatient. What are some of the other qualities that?
Well, the Bach remedy character defects, and Bach also called them the spiritual defects. Bach said that the primary diseases of mankind are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, and greed, and selfishness. So when you're treating with Bach remedies, treating yourself or someone else, you're basically taking care of those spiritual issues. There's remedies for fear. There's five remedies for fear. I promise everybody, I say, you just give me 3, 4, 5 months, and I'll show you how not to worry about money anymore. And that's, actually, I'm not doing it. You do it yourself. God shows you that through the remedies. Nemulus is your main remedy for that. Panic attacks. Aspirin just knocks them right out. There's five remedies for fear. There's for shielding and protection, you've got 9 remedies. One of the greatest causes of disease is having people taking your power and not being able to get into your power because they're taking your energy. So you're feeling drained and tired. Half of everybody, probably more than that, who's tired is because people are taking your energy. You start getting some energy, you don't want to take it. So you've got 9 remedies for the shielding and the protection.
Okay.
There's another group, and some of those are like LARCH, which is for confidence, and agrimony, which is for holding things inside, putting on a happy face, that would be Ronald Reagan, God bless him, who said, mm-hmm. you know, Nancy and I have lots of anxiety. You put on a happy face, everything's fine. But down inside, you feel totally different. Mm-hmm. I had a guy who ran the library at Montana State, and he came in second month. He did his remedies. He was agrimony, and I said, how you doing? He said, fine. He's a gay man, well-dressed, business suit, looked great. He said, fine, I'm doing fine, everything's fine, except I feel like killing myself. So the agrimony has a different thing going on the inside than what they have going mm-hmm. on the outside.
Then it's on the outside, right.
Yeah, very deep remedy. And then you've got pine, which is for guilt. A woman had the worst guilt anybody ever met in Santa Monica, one of my classes. And God bless her, in 8 months, I met her on the street. This is like 4 months after she finished the class. She still was taking pine. She says, I'm still taking pine. I don't have guilt anymore. I mean, she says it's like a thing of the past. But she's still taking it, but she said it wasn't a big deal. That's, again, mm-hmm. a thorough constitutional transformation where you treat the defacting negative character defect in the personality. Clematis is her spaciness, and then you've got three remedies for self-esteem. So that's just a quick picture of the remedies for shielding. Because with a lot of people, that's the first thing you want to do. Make sure they're shielded and protected from the people who are feeding off of them, little vampires feeding off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got, that's female issue. If you switch over to the male issues, you've got hatred, which is what mm-hmm. they have against Israel. They hate Israel. Well, that's Holly. Jealousy, envy, revenge, suspicion. And then we have mm-hmm. Willow, which is for resentment, bitterness. That's like too cool for school. That is so neat because it's just not a good thing to have all that bitterness and hatefulness in your heart. And then you got the dominating remedies. You got four dominating remedies. Chicory's bossy, dominating, feels rejected easily, bosses everybody around, tells everybody what to do. Brian is a military officer who's bossy, and mm-hmm. That would be your Julius Caesar remedy. You just have to do what they say. If Julius Caesar didn't like you, it'd do something we shouldn't speak about to you. You know, it'd kill you, especially when he was in Gaul, taking over Gaul. Very ruthless. And Vine, in the extreme, can be ruthless. In not extreme, it's just a person who's a little too much dominating, and it's hard to let go. All the dominating people have difficulty flowing. And part mm-hmm. of the healing is to flow into the Tao. The mm-hmm. Tao is God's plan for your life, God's will. And once you're in that flow of the Tao, then you can have a pretty decent life. And you may have mm-hmm. to be working on your pain and your issues, but you're going to be in the flow. The dominating remedies can't flow. So then you have Vervain, who's dominating, not bossy, but they're dominating, real enthusiastic, hyper, turned on, electric, and like to teach people, turn people on to things. And it helps mm-hmm. them to relax and to let go of the need to control. And then you've got Heather, which is a hypochondriac. You can't get a word in edgewise. They dominate you just to get you to listen. So that's four dominating remedies. You mm-hmm. got three workaholic remedies. The impatience is for being too impatient. So you're always in a hurry. The most workaholic man I ever met was that guy in L.A. I told you about. I met him. We were done, and he's no longer workaholic. I met him. Years later, introduced me. 2 years later, introduced me to his new wife. I took her aside and said, hey, has he got the migraine? She said, no. Does he have back pain? No. Is he a workaholic? No. Is he tense? No. He's like a laid-back guy. Well, he was the heavy-duty litigating courtroom attorney. And once he made the change and let go of being so driven, he just got a job shuffling papers, going through papers for a corporation, and was laid back. So that's the impatience, and also the Vervain is a workaholic, pushes himself. And then Rockwire pushes herself, but she's like real a hard master and self-critical to herself, perfectionist. So those are the three workaholic remedies. So that helps to get the stress and the tension out of your life. the workaholic person says, there's always these things I need to do. As I heal the workaholic stuff, I call it workaholic stuff. It's just like pressure of something mm-hmm. that you always need to be doing. As I heal that, then you can finally relax and take some time for yourself, because the right. healing has to come in the autopilot time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have remedies for all sorts of interesting things, like the wild oat is a remedy for direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite of all remedies, because in our society, they just want you to be a cog in the machinery. They don't want you to do your life work. They don't want you to know mm-hmm. who you are, find out what your mission is. Napoleon Hill said, each person has one thing they can do better than anyone else on earth. My one thing is this, is what we're talking about, these black flowers and the emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But each person has that. So the wild oat is for that, to find your one thing. I gave it mm-hmm. to a friend of mine who hated his job. He was working in an art gallery as a framer. And mm-hmm. I said, just keep taking this. Don't stop. I left. I went to L.A. for a year. I came back, and he had been the art director for the Hare Krishna movement. He was a brilliant artist, but he was working this minimum wage job in an art store, and he hated it. He says, all I want to do is draw. All I want to do is paint. And it was just eating him up. So mm-hmm. he took the wild oat for a year, and I came back, and he said, I got to show you something. Took me into his garage. And mm-hmm. paintings and drawings on the walls, the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And then he took me to his desk and gave me a card, two cards. One was a invitation to an art gallery opening in Washington, D.C., and the other was an invitation to his art gallery opening in New York City. He had now taken his place as one of America's leading visionary artists.
Great. Got him out of the minimum wage job.
What?
It got him out of the minimum wage job.
Yeah, and got him into his life work.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what the wild oat does. However, you're also going to have to heal the blocks. If you're being suppressed, if you're coded to be suppressed and have mm-hmm. dominating, controlling people or bosses mm-hmm. or religion or whatever on top of you, holding you down, mm-hmm. then we got to heal that suppression before you can find your life work. But
right.
it will come, and the wild oat will work. So you got remedies for being too much of a loner, for exhaustion, mm-hmm. Those are about the main ones.
Well, we're coming up at the end of the hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Yeah, do I have enough time for the poem?
Sure.
Okay, it's going to be about a minute.
Okay.
Somewhere far away from who I really am, psychic numbness and the hardened of the heart, rarely in my power, never understanding who I really am, the person who I should become, always chasing the external, never really feeling deep emotions or the truth inside my heart, or thriving strong within my inner life, my inner self. So numb, so disconnected from my breath and desert wind, my truth, my soul, so far away, and nothing but this numbness, and always feeling stuck. The self I one time touched and peeked a little glimpse. The heart that's aching to be stronger and be free, the person who I should become and just be me.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I wrote that today for the show. Thank you, Dr. Cole, for this opportunity to share with people. So, hey, guys, if
you're
you
welcome.
Want to call me. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
If you want to call me, you can get me at 406-585-0774. You can find all this at drericlove.com, Medicine Wind. .11@gmail.com. And I welcome
you. Well, great. Well, thanks again for joining us for this wonderful, explanation of the Bach flower remedies. I've been using them for years, and I feel that they're they're very, very good when you do have these emotional components that seem to be blocking your spiritual development. They're very, very good. I think they're excellent. So I would encourage everybody to learn about Bach flower remedies.
Cool.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. We've been interviewing Dr. Eric Love on healing the emotional spiritual conflict within. And please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.